Has Michigan managed to stop the hemorrhage of folks packing up and moving out? The recently released migration study from United Van Lines would indicate the answer is yes, at last. For the past 37 years, United Van Lines has tracked just who's moving where among the 50 states. It's an interesting way to see what states are in demand, which are stable, and which are the ones people want to leave. And for the first time in 16 years, this migration study has some good news for Michigan. Corrigan Moving Systems is United Van Lines agent in Michigan. Dave Corrigan, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much.
So what did this latest migration study show that was good news in terms of people moving into or out of Michigan?
The great news is in 2013, it's the first time in 16 years that Michigan has been balanced. So we have about the same number of people moving into the state as moving out of the state. And that's just exceptional.
What does it show as far as reasons why Michigan is no longer at the top of that get out of town list?
You know, it's got to be the economy. People come to Michigan because, number one, it's a beautiful place to live, but they have to have a good job in order to stay here. And there's no doubt about it. The auto recovery has been very significant in it, and that's what's highly reported around the country as the reason. But we see it good all through the states. We've got offices, nine different offices in Michigan. And so on the west side of the state, we got companies like Amway and a lot of others hiring people. In the mid-state, we've got Dow Chemical bringing people in. And also high-tech firms here in Ann Arbor and in Oakland County are hiring people, moving people in. So it's bigger than just the auto companies.
And we know the auto companies and the suppliers are hiring engineers and the like. And I would suspect the fact that I can actually see sold signs now going up on houses. So the housing situation, prices are up, home sales are up. But yet, if you're coming in from elsewhere, we're pretty affordable compared to other parts of the country.
That's very true. It's interesting because not only are we – well, this study measured interstate moves, people moving from state to state. We handle moves within the state that are not reflected by this survey. But for years, people have been moving out of state. Young college kids get a degree here at our great universities and then move out of state for their jobs.
The brain drain?
I was with a young couple that had just moved to Brighton from here in Michigan, and they had offers. He just graduated from Michigan State University with an MBA, had offers to live in California, to live in Arizona, but he chose to work for the Ford Motor Company and to move to Brighton and to live right here. So that is not reflected in the survey, but my personal experience shows that there's a lot more college students staying than leaving.
I'm curious, Dave. The outbound list is where you don't want to be. So who has taken Michigan's old spot at that top of the outbound states?
This past year, it was New Jersey that had the most people leaving the state as a percentage of the people coming into the state, followed by Illinois and New York. So there's a lot of states in that northern corridor that are losing people.
Dave Corrigan of Corrigan Moving Systems, thanks so much for speaking with us.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.